So the laws of inheritance of sons and daughters are generally alike in inheritance. But the sons take a double portion of their father's assets, right? Meaning that the firstborn son, as we mentioned in the last Mishnah, takes a double portion when they inherit, and they're splitting up the property amongst the son, so the firstborn takes he takes two portions. But if they're inheriting from the mother, not the father, the son doesn't take a double portion. Then he just takes a single portion. And also, as we mentioned before, the daughters are supported from the father's asset, meaning that after the death of the father, the estate is used. It's written in the Kesubah that the estate's first used to support the daughters. They don't inherit, right, if they're sons, but they do get supported from the estate. But they do not get this kind of support from the mother's assets. So if the mother passes away, so obviously she doesn't have like a kesuba, you know, I mean, she doesn't, her assets are not used to sustain the daughters, only the father's assets are used to sustain the daughters. And